Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering Time Management in IELTS Speaking, a comprehensive guide. Time management is a crucial skill that often comes up in IELTS speaking tests. Examiners frequently ask candidates to describe situations where they had to manage their time effectively. This topic allows you to showcase your organizational skills and ability to prioritize tasks, qualities that are highly valued in academic and professional settings. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about time management. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think you manage your time well? A. Generally speaking, I'd say I'm quite adept at managing my time. I've developed a system that works well for me, which involves prioritizing tasks and using a digital planner to keep track of my commitments. However, there's always room for improvement, and I'm constantly looking for ways to enhance my efficiency. What techniques do you use to manage your time effectively? I employ several techniques to manage my time effectively. Firstly, I make use of the Pomodoro technique, which involves working in focused 25-minute intervals, followed by short breaks. This helps me maintain concentration and avoid burnout. Additionally, I utilize time blocking in my calendar to allocate specific periods for different tasks. Lastly, I regularly review and adjust my priorities to ensure I'm focusing on what's most important. Part 2. Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card related to time management. Here's a sample cue card and a suggested response. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to manage your time effectively. You should say what the situation was, why you needed to manage your time, how you managed your time, and explain the result of your time management. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a challenging period during my final year at university when I had to juggle multiple responsibilities simultaneously. It was a particularly demanding time as I was working on my dissertation, preparing for final exams, and also participating in a group project for a key module. The situation required meticulous time management because each of these tasks was crucial for my degree and they all had approaching deadlines. I knew that if I didn't manage my time effectively, the quality of my work would suffer, potentially impacting my overall academic performance. To tackle this challenge, I implemented a comprehensive time management strategy. Firstly, I created a detailed schedule, breaking down each task into smaller, manageable chunks. I allocated specific time slots for research, writing, and revision, ensuring a balance between all my commitments. I also utilized the Pomodoro technique to maintain focus during study sessions, working in 25-minute intervals followed by short breaks. Moreover, I set clear daily and weekly goals to track my progress. This helped me stay motivated and ensured I was making steady advancements across all areas. I also learned to prioritize tasks based on their urgency and importance, using the Eisenhower matrix to categorize my to-do list. The result of this rigorous time management approach was highly positive. I successfully completed my dissertation ahead of schedule, allowing me extra time for revisions. My exam preparation was thorough, and I felt well prepared on the day of each test. The group project also came together smoothly, with our team delivering a presentation that received excellent feedback. This experience not only helped me achieve strong academic results, but also instilled in me valuable time management skills that I continue to apply in my professional life. It taught me the importance of planning, prioritization, and maintaining a disciplined approach to tasks, skills that are invaluable in any career. Follow-up questions. How did you handle unexpected interruptions during this period? What was the most challenging aspect of managing your time in this situation? Sample answers. Handling unexpected interruptions was indeed a challenge, but I had built some buffer time into my schedule precisely for such occurrences. When interruptions did arise, I would quickly assess their urgency and either address them immediately if critical, or schedule them for a later time if they could wait. This approach allowed me to maintain flexibility while still adhering to my overall plan. The most challenging aspect was maintaining a balance between different tasks without neglecting any area. It was tempting to focus more on one project at the expense of others, especially when facing difficulties. However, I overcame this by regularly reviewing my progress across all areas and adjusting my time allocation as needed. This ensured that I was making consistent progress on all fronts. Part 3: Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to time management. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. How important do you think time management skills are in the modern workplace? A. I believe time management skills are absolutely crucial in today's fast-paced work environment. In an era where businesses operate globally and technology enables constant connectivity, the ability to prioritize tasks, meet deadlines, and maintain a healthy work-life balance is more important than ever. Effective time management allows professionals to maximize productivity while minimizing stress. It enables them to handle multiple projects simultaneously, adapt to changing priorities, and deliver high-quality work consistently. Moreover, in a world where remote work is becoming increasingly common, strong time management skills are essential for self-motivation and maintaining focus without direct supervision. Furthermore, good time management often leads to increased job satisfaction and career advancement opportunities. Employees who can manage their time well are typically more reliable, more efficient, and better equipped to take on additional responsibilities. This makes them valuable assets to their organizations and can open doors for leadership roles. However, it's worth noting that the importance of time management skills can vary depending on the nature of the job. While they're universally beneficial, some roles that involve more creative or unpredictable work may require a more flexible approach to time management. Do you think schools should teach time management skills to students? A. Absolutely. I firmly believe that schools should incorporate time management skills into their curriculum. These skills are fundamental life skills that can benefit students not only in their academic careers, but throughout their lives. By teaching time management from an early age, schools can help students develop good habits and strategies for success. This could include techniques like prioritizing tasks, setting goals, creating schedules, and avoiding procrastination. These skills would not only help students manage their homework and exam preparation more effectively, but also prepare them for the challenges they'll face in higher education and their future careers. Moreover, teaching time management in schools could help reduce stress and anxiety among students. Many young people feel overwhelmed by their workload, and learning how to manage their time effectively could give them a greater sense of control and accomplishment. However, it's important that these skills are taught in a way that's engaging and practical. Rather than just theoretical lessons, schools could incorporate time management into project work or use gamification techniques to make learning these skills more enjoyable. Ultimately, by equipping students with strong time management skills, schools would be preparing them for success in all areas of life, from personal relationships to professional endeavors. It's an investment that could yield significant long-term benefits for individuals and society as a whole. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in IELTS speaking, when discussing time management, consider using these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Prioritize, prize, verb, to arrange items or tasks in order of importance. Example, I always prioritize my most challenging tasks for when I'm most alert. Allocate, it, verb, to distribute for a particular purpose. Example, I allocate specific time slots for different activities in my daily schedule. Meticulous, metgelis, adjective, showing great attention to detail. Very careful and precise. Example, effective time management requires meticulous planning and organization. Multitask, multitask, verb, to deal with more than one task at the same time. Example, while multitasking can seem efficient, it often leads to reduced productivity. Procrastination, procrastination, noun, the action of delaying or postponing something. Example, overcoming procrastination is key to effective time management. Time blocking, noun, a time management method that divides your day into blocks of time. Example, I use time blocking to ensure I dedicate sufficient time to each of my projects. Streamline, stream verb, to make a system or organization more efficient and effective. Example, I've streamlined my morning routine to save time for more important tasks. Optimize, timus, verb, to make the best or most effective use of a situation or resource. Example, I'm always looking for ways to optimize my workflow and increase productivity. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing time management, use a variety of tenses to demonstrate your language proficiency. For example, talk about past experiences with time management, your current habits, and future plans for improvement. Provide specific examples from your personal experience to illustrate your points. This adds authenticity to your answers and shows your ability to apply the language in real-life contexts. Use idiomatic expressions related to time management, such as time is money or burning the midnight oil, but use them naturally and don't overdo it. Show reflection and critical thinking by discussing both the benefits and potential drawbacks of different time management techniques. Practice fluency by speaking at a steady pace without long pauses. If you need a moment to think, use phrases like, "Let me think about that for a moment," or "That's an interesting question." Engage with the examiner by making eye contact and showing enthusiasm for the topic. This can help create a more natural conversation flow. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clear pronunciation, varied intonation, and a confident delivery to maximize your score. By incorporating these strategies and language elements into your IELTS Spethogram, speaking responses about time management, you'll be well-equipped to demonstrate your English proficiency and achieve a high score. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.